The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week. Every week, we want to hear good news about kids. You know, it's interesting. In the wake of the travesty that was the shooting, school shootings in Florida, we've seen great news about kids now for over the past month. Kids really being gutsy, courageous, getting out there, putting themselves out on the line.
Yeah, we have.
So it just gives you a sense of, there's good in kids. Kids don't really get screwed up until they're older.
I agree with that.
I mean, you know, you can be screwed up by bad parents, but not all screwed up adults come from bad parents. But kids are generally well-meaning.
Yes.
Generally. And then as time goes on, whatever influences they have, maybe they turn down the wrong path. But this is why we do Kid of the Week, because the majority of kid news is good news. Rosie joins us now. Rosie is this week's Kid of the Week. Rosie Colucci. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay, just okay? Why just okay?
Well, I'm a little sad. I had one of my friends pass away last night from childhood cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's terrible.
And I had brain surgery a week ago, so.
Wow. Well, Rosie, we haven't even started to tell your story yet, but I'm so sorry about your friend.
But I'm doing good, and on Thursday, I'm going to shave my head, and I'm going to raise, I'm going to try and raise $4,001 for St. Baldrick's, because we need more funding for childhood cancer research.
So St. Baldrick's, we just go to the St. Baldrick's website and we look for Rosie Colucci to help you?
Yeah.
Is that the best way to go?
Or Rockstar Rosie.
Rockstar Rosie.
Oh, that's
cool. That's exactly who you are. All right, so let's really tell folks a little bit about you. And your principal at school and other students have talked about you and sent us some notes. So anyway, Rosie, you're in eighth grade, right?
Yep.
Plum Grove Junior High in Rolling Meadows?
Yes, it's a great school. Love it.
When did you find out that you had a brain tumor?
I found out when I was 3 years old.
So you are an unbelievable fighter. That goes back to 2007.
Yeah.
So you deal with the hospital stuff and all the stuff kids shouldn't have to worry about. As you said, you got more stuff ahead of you, but I mean, your story is rather amazing. What do you attribute to your success in the fight so far?
Say that again.
What do you give credit to the success in the fight? How come you've been so successful in fighting cancer?
Oh, all the support, the nurses and the doctors. It's just that Lurie Children's, which is where I go, it's a wonderful hospital,
sure.
And I really built a relationship with them over the past 10 years.
I bet you have. Now, your mom is Joanne?
Yep.
And she helped start the Rosie's Toy Box deal?
Yes.
Right. Tell everybody what Rosie's Toy Box is.
Rosie's Toy Box is an organization that I started when I was like 4 years old, and I do toy drives, and we get toys and stuffed animals, and we'll see like what the different departments need, and we'll get the toys and we'll hand them out in the hospital.
Other organizations that are involved include Cal's Angels, who I know a lot about because of the founders and my connection to that organization, and St. Baldrick's, as you said, and the Lurie Children's Hospital Foundation. You're an amazingly humble young lady. I mean, you're something else.
Thank you.
So what do you like to do for fun?
I love to swim.
Okay.
I love art. Art is my favorite. It's the best.
Are you a painter or a sketcher? Or what sort of artistic stuff do you do?
I like to do chalk.
Okay.
And I also love to fundraise.
I don't know anything about art. I mean, I can barely draw, you know, a stick figure. So when you say I like to do chalk, where do you do the chalk art?
Just like in my house.
But is it on sketch pads or? I'm sorry,
oh,
if these
I
are
do
so
it on
inclusive.
My sketch pads, yeah.
Okay. And what type of stuff have you done, like Rosie originals? Could we can we see them online somewhere?
But send you some pictures.
Hey, cool.
Please do. We'd love that. And before you go, don't hang up because Sandberg will get your information on how we can get those. Anyway, I'm proud of you, and you're an amazing kid, and I want to get Andre in here.
Hey, Rosie, how can we help aside from make donations? Can we bring? Do you accept toys, or is it strict? Is monetary the way to go? Is it better just to make a donation of money, and then you can buy everything?
Well, you can make a donation of toys,
okay,
but they have to be new toys, and you can drop them off at Pizza Bella. In Palatine.
Oh, perfect. I was just out there yesterday.
Pizza Bella in Palatine. I assume that's
in
where
Palatine.
I assume that's where you get time, your pizza.
Yeah.
That's your pizza?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you got to get pizza when you're there.
Awesome.
And actually, right now I'm doing a specific book drive, but you can bring any toy, but I'm doing a book drive. And if you... For Washington, D.C., and if you do bring a book to Pizza Bella, you get entered in a raffle for free pizza for a year.
Cool.
Well, you're an inspiration to everybody. Rosie Colucci, kicking cancer's butt. You're an amazing story. What are you going to do in the future? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Today, I'm winning an award. Actually,
of course you are. Of course you are.
It's the Prudential Spirit of Community Award.
Right.
So they're going to come to my school and present me with that today.
Well, I like this one day at a time take, too. Very good. Steve, my life's super busy. I got an award today after your award. So good for you, Rosie. Have any brothers?
And in the future, I'm just going to keep fundraising and keep it all up.
Yeah, good for you. You got brothers and sisters?
Yep, I got an older sister, Bella.
Okay.
She is 17.
Mm-hmm.
She's an awesome sister.
That's nice.
But she's sleeping right now.
Well, that's okay. And is that it, or brothers too?
No, just a dog.
Okay, so I got an older sister and a dog. You know, a dog, depending on the dog, is kind of like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They smell funny, but they're generally loyal. So, hey, it's great to have you on the show. Congratulations on your other award today. But you're the kid of the week today. We got some prizes to give you, which we'll tell you about off the air. So keep up the fight.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
See you, Rosie. Kay. She's getting an award today.
Okay, top
God.
That.
Yeah.
Top that.
God.
Our biggest concern is, ooh, I got to find time to vote today.
Right.
That kid. Look what that kid goes through
uh-huh.
every day.
And look what she does for other people.
That's the thing. Right? Taking time out to help everybody else.
She's getting an award today and raising $4,001. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, that's an ongoing thing. And then
right.
she's got to move on to other projects.
Right.
But that
yeah.
sounds like that's what she wants to do for life is fundraise.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's amazing.
And she'll crush it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she's doing right now? Very impressive. Rosie, eighth grader at Plum Grove Junior High. And thanks to Carrie Wilson for letting us know about Rosie. This week's Kid of the Week.